Hello, Freda Morrison here, inviting you into the room again. In episode 39 of Scots Radio, we're among the Bothies, the Bonnie Balls and the Heavy Horses. We're in Murrayshire at the Bothy Ballad Competition in Elgin-Toon Hall. We're doon in through the ball sails at Stirling Mart and atween the shafts following the Clydesdales and Fife. Ah, that and music as well. Fit an ease. And fit a rate we'll hate again. This is just to get us into the start. This is via CD card Borders Young Pipers, featuring James Thompson and Chris Wheat. This is Chris, accompanied by Angus Lyon on accordion, with Johnny Ladd, a reel, and Phil the Stump. Gets you into the mood. That was Chris Waite, accompanied by Angus Lyon on accordion. That was via CD card Borders Young Pipers. And this is a good moment to introduce our soon sorter, Richie Werner. far as out in the wheelhouse now. Are you keeping things right again?
Oh, we're keeping things straight and narrow.
Right. Now, it just so happens that that same CD was recorded here in the same studio.
Might have been. Feels like a lifetime ago, but it certainly was.
Fit in ease. Produced by the much spoken about...
Dr. Fred Freeman.
Dr. Fred Freeman of that ilk. Thanks to Fred for that. It's a lovely, beautiful CD.
Super
Fred,
piece. Super album.
Now, afore we ging into the Fairman lands, Richie. Afore we ging there. And the culture among the bothy bulls and drills. I need to tell you about what's happening in Aberdeenshire. Aberdeenshire Council has just published their guidelines for the inclusion of Doric in the school curriculum. You can read more about that on our Scots Radio website. And in the first of their gatherings entitled Cultural Connections, Aberdeenshire Council have started to build what they call their Place Partnership Programme, supported by Creative Scotland. And the first meeting was at Duff House in Banff. Well, after the morning session, I spoke to Councillor Hamish Vernal, Provost of Aberdeenshire, and John Harding, Head of Service for Lifelong Learning and Leisure. First, Provost Vernal, with more detail about what was being launched that morning.
Today was the end of the exhibition of the Desford Carnets and other artefacts, but it was the launch of our cultural connections. This has been brewing over the last 18 months or so, and this is it was a commitment, a reaffirmation by Aberdeenshire Council about its commitment to its heritage, its culture, its the spectrum of arts across Aberdeenshire, really saying in partnership with the university in Aberdeen and Highlands and Islands University, we're committed to developing this.
Professor, I was listening to you speak and launch this, the first speaker this morning. You spoke with such passion about this area.
I feel passionately about it. I'm not a Northeaster. I'm fluent in Glaswegian, but my wife's a Doric speaker. I really feel that our cultural heritage says so much about who we are. It's not a dry dust of the past. It's a living, breathing, vibrant part of our lives.
John, could I come across to you? Give me some nuts and bolts. What's being proposed here?
We've got huge aspirations. In the long term, we are really excited about getting together with countries around the North Sea Basin where there's a lingua franca that's very similar to Doric and creating a European trail that helps visitors understand the cultures that have made us who we are. We're keen to find a home in Aberdeenshire in our existing venues where we can celebrate the traditions and the resources we have from the Bothy Ballads through to the John Junior Collection, Scott Skinner's heritage. But more immediately, we are working on a festival in 2018 which will celebrate the culture of the North East, the language, the poetry, the song. And to do that in partnership with people who are already here and already working and celebrating that culture.
Right, back to Provost again. That's our very wheel, as they say in the North East. But that's going to cost money. Far as it coming through?
Yeah, well, some of it will come from the council. We've got funds which have managed to be maintained through our budget process. So we'll be using that. We have regeneration funds that are committed, which... are not just about the physical regeneration of our communities, important as that is. We've got the university, we've got Highlands and Islands University, we've got organisations themselves. And as I said in my introductory speech today, we need to look at our diaspora. We need to look at the lads and lasses of Pairts who went from the Northeast. Their children, grandchildren, their forebears have got a cultural and heritage linked to the Northeast. And we need to be saying to them, do you want to be part of this? And can you contribute to it?
Right. Last word, John O'Kenny, you're not a Doric speaker either, but what would you like to come out of this?
I think what we want from this is a sense of belonging. That's the name of the statement we have. A sense of belonging is our statement of ambition with the university, and it's about saying to the people of the Northeast, it's a culture that's valued, that's valuable, we're in it together, and to do something with this resource that we can be proud of for the generations to come.
Yeah, let's celebrate that. Let's put a little civic pride behind our Doric northeast culture. Let's put a spring in our step in terms of our language and our cultural heritage.
And our confidence.
And our confidence, yes.
Good on you. Councillor Hamish Vernal, Provost of Aberdeenshire, and John Harding, Aberdeenshire Council. Well, it's all going on there, and there's mair to come. The Elphinstone Institute, Aberdeen Varsity, is here on a Doric Day as part of a three-part mini-programme to promote North East Scots among students and staff of the university, leading up to their May festival. So if you want to find out mair, the first meeting is on the 29th of March, from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. That's in the Linklater Rooms, Aberdeen Varsity. 29th of March, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Linklater Rooms, Aberdeen Varsity. Now, I had the honour of judging the Bothy Ballads Champion of Champions competition in Elgin-Toon Hall recently, along with Professor Ian Russell, past director of the Elphinstone Institute. Now, Bothy Ballads, simply, fairm songs sung in the Fairmtoon Bothies, often wee timber bothies, and fairly bare accommodation for the feed men. The competition is organised and staged by the Elgin Rotary Club, and fit an amazing bit of organisation this is, catering with a packed audience of around 550 folk, and they all get stories as well. This is their 35th year, and before the audience arrived, George West, the Rotary convener of the competition, joined me sitting in the hall and explained what was going to happen on the night.
Well, this is what we call the Champion of Champions Bothy Ballads competition. And what we've done in Elgin for 35 years now is we have taken the winners of all the regional competitions. They're all over the place. They're in Falkland, and they're in Aberdeen, Keith, Strachan, Turriff and Kerrymuir over the course of the year. And the winners all come together here to get the Champion of Champions, the real winner.
This is a big one.
And this is the big one. And they're presented with a Macallan porridge bowl and spoon, which is a great big wooden bowl and a big wooden spoon. And it's a coveted trophy, I can assure you.
But when you were starting, that 35 years ago, did you think it would go on this long?
Oh, no. Well, I wasn't involved then. I mean, but the guys that started it, they thought it was just a one-off. They thought it would just be it was actually part of a food festival. It was a Murray, Taste of Murray type thing, you know. And they thought they would tag on some traditional music with it. So they had a thing in the town hall here and a Bothy Ballads competition for a fund, really. And the place was packed out. There was about 750 folk in here. They couldn't believe it. They would never get it in nowadays for the health and safety. And it was such a big hit that they thought they would try it again. And it's just grown and it's been running ever since.
Because it's just a sellout again, isn't
it? Every year, yeah.
It's
packed. Folk come for all hour.
How many folk?
Well, there's about 560. The town hall had 562, I think it is.
And you've got six singers in it.
Yes, six singers. That's the best
six
number
champions.
We found. Yeah. Well, Shona is the defending champion. She was the first female winner last year ever.
Shona's defending, of course. Then there's a first and a second and a third.
Yes,
prize.
That's right.
Third prize. Mm-hmm. But you're for Shetland.
Oh yes, I.
This is near your.
No.
Your ground.
I certainly
tradition.
Didn't grow up with this at all. No, but I've grown to love it over the years. Actually, I've been involved in it for about 10 years now, one way or another.
Right.
And it's amazing. It grows on you, you know.
Well, this is what folk. I've asked my witness, what is it about the Bothy Ballad that folk like? Why is it so special?
I think it's just the authenticness of it, really, you know. I mean, it's you're doing things, that the guys are singing songs that are... I mean, some of them are more modern, but most of them are age-old songs that folk would have sung in the Bothies and that. And I think folk identifies with that, you know.
It's tradition, it's part of our culture.
Absolutely great, yeah.
Part of our heritage.
Yep.
And, you know, it's half easy lost something. But
well, that's right. I mean, and I think this is a great way of helping to keep it going. And, I mean, it's only one night in the year, but I think the traditional singers do appreciate that we do this and bring them all together and have a big hooly here in the town hall every year. I think
this is what I mean, folks say, but Bothy Ballads, singing, traditional singing, soon to be a competition. But the other side of this is keeping this alive.
Well, it brings a lot of folk here every year.
500 folk.
And, I mean, our 35 years, it's a new audience for the one that saw it first year, that's for sure. So somehow or other it's come down a generation, you know.
Right, let's get in. Far are the competitors
this
next?
Year?
Aye.
Well, this year we've got Shona is defending her title. We've got Hector Riddle for Fingon. We've got Alan Taylor for Afford. And we've got Moira Stewart for Turriff. And John Dixon for Tarvis. And Bill Gray for Peterhead.
That's quite a lineup.
It is a good lineup, yeah.
And your judges?
And the judges is yourself and Ian Russell for the Ellingston Institute.
I was just going to say, we've got quite a task on the next.
Well, no, I think it'll be a pleasurable task, you know.
Aye, but it's a serious job as well.
Oh, it's a serious job, aye.
This is very, very serious.
It certainly is, but I'm sure you'll make a great job of it.
Well, we'll try our best.
Uh-huh, and I hope you enjoy the show anyway.
Well, I'm going to enjoy it, but as I said, the responsibility that's on our shoulders. You have no idea.
Well, me too. I'll tell you, there's a lot on mine tonight as well.
When we're sitting here looking at the empty hall, aye. Right? And we're looking at the Toon Hall Bothy stage set.
Here. Absolutely.
Is that great? Describe it for me.
Well, it's just a rattle-together set that we keep every year, and we bring it out of storage, and it's getting worse and worse every year. It's getting splintered, but it's good fun, and it's a bothy, isn't it?
I've seen many a bothy like that. In fact.
There's no muckle worse.
There's no worse. And the painting, George, we have to mention the painting.
Oh, the painting, yes. Well, what we've done is, for a few years now, Graham Nairn has been designing our posters and programmes for us, and he makes such a super job with the graphics and things. And this year, he found a picture of a grieve, of an old photograph of a grieve, and he decided to paint it and use that for our poster. And he very kindly, as well as the poster being super, he very kindly donated the picture for us.
It's
been framed and it's for auction tonight.
I've got a bit of a scare when I've been walking in by because I've got a photograph of my grandfather's half a white
looks just like a man.
And he was a grieve. Yeah. But I'm looking
It's a moody
forward.
Picture, isn't it? It's
a
super.
Moody picture,
yeah.
Aye.
Aye, but I mean, it's very nice.
But he's captured that serious
Absolutely.
Look in the man's face.
Oh, Graham's very good. I mean, he makes a great job with us for us every year. You know, we thank him very much for it.
Aye, but I was speaking to somebody else about the expression on the man's face, the grieve's face. Mm-hmm. He's just merely saying, I'm the king here.
Aye, I'm the boss, yeah.
I'm the boss, aye.
I would say so.
Right, we're looking forward to the audience arriving.
I hope you enjoy it.
And Robin Stapleton, of course,
oh,
is singing.
Of course, I mean, she'll be great, aye.
With Emma Innes White is performing.
Yes, it'll be super.
Be Stovies.
Yep, Stovies and a drum.
While me and Professor Ian will be sweating in the background.
Absolutely.
Trying to come to a conclusion.
Folk will be enjoying their stovies in the dram.
And we will be.
No, you'll get your stovies at half time. It's when you're doing your judging, Robin and Innes will be singing. So you're all right. No, you'll get your stovies at half time. You'll get your stovies at half time.
Then again, we'll be able to eat.
Well, have a go anyway.
We'll
very
have
good.
A go. Thanks, George.
Okay.
Got my stovies. George West, said the Elgin Rotary Club, explaining fit was about to take place in the 35th Bothy Ballad Champion of Champions competition in the Elgin Toon Hall. Well, I was proud to be judging, but as you can imagine, it was a fairly scary and pressurised job, and fit a job it was. Now, each of the six singers, mine, were champions in their ain right, and were on form, each with their ain unique style, and fit a style. So before we hear if it happened, I'll just keep you waiting a wee bit longer, before we hear if it happened at the competition, just to get us into the mood again, this is Claire Hastings singing The Bothy Lads.
For that Bothy lads, the Bothy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a guest and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeted. When I was a noob at sweet 16, we beauty just in blooming. Little did I care, at 19 I'd be greeting. For that Bothy lads, the Bothy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a guest and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting. For the blue boy lads are Guybro lads, but they're false and deceiving. For they'll tack on, they'll gang a war and leave the lassies greeting. For the Bothy lads, the Bothy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a guest and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting. Thank you. what I take in and tain my mother's bedding. I wanna be sitting by your fireside crying hush above my bairnie. Hush above, for I'm your ma. The Lord kens was your daddy. I'll take it, Ken, and I'll be away. Oh, the young lads in the groaning. Sweet 16, wee beauty just in blooming. Little, little did I ken, at 19 I'd be greeted. For that offy lads, the bothy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a kist and a gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeted.
Clare Hastings with the Bothy Lads. Now back to the 35th Bothy Ballad Champion of Champions competition in Elgin Toon Hall and the results. Each singer was on form, as I said, and my co-judge, Professor Ian Russell, and myself had a difficult job. But we were asked to select the first three, and that's what we did. In third place, Seanna Donaldson, Feet Ireland. Seanna sung Pit Gear. In second place, Alan Taylor. Alan sung the Afford Cattle Show. And in first place, for the fifth time in the competition's history, we pit Hector Riddle. The Bothy Ballad Champion of Champions 2017 is Hector Riddle for sang Neeps to Pluck. Well, I spoke to Hector on the morning after the nicht afore in the same wee lounge at the hotel that was just full of songs the nicht afore. And fit a session that was after the concert. So, Hector, so does it feel like to be the Champion of Champions 2017?
Oh, it's just a great buzz. I mean, you meet up with the folk on a yearly basis here. And it's, for the last 10 years I've been here, it's been tremendous.
It's difficult to think that this competition has been going for 35 years, Hector.
That's right. Well, George West, when he phoned here, a few days ago, he was just saying it. Abdi said a while back when it started, oh, it'll never last. And we looked at it and we said, well, there's all this folk with grey hair and so on.
It'll never last.
But here it is, going on still.
Being reincarnated somehow.
Oh, aye. It's, there's still an influx of folk for the younger generation coming in.
Right. You were selected as the Champion of Champions last night. As you said at the time, you were numb, but I put it down to the fact you had ticked Nicky Tams on. But didn't you slacken your Nicky Tams? What does it feel like new?
Well, it feels well, you've accomplished something again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're still putting it in the limelight.
In the public. Domain, I suppose.
That's right. And great advertisement.
For your culture, for your tradition.
Yes, that's a main thing. And I mean, when you see the Wyatt, the company last night, were listening to everything, you could have heard a pin drop.
Aye.
And I mean, they're there for the purpose of listening to their culture.
That was after the concert.
That's right.
After the concert.
Yeah.
You had 500 folk in the hall listening to the singers there, and then after the concert back here, and it was like one of the best Hogmanay parties I've ever been to.
That's right. I think folk loosens off and they just let it go.
Aye. Yeah. And yeah. I think I'll never forget, there was Robin Stapleton who was the other side of the room there singing the last figuric.
Aye.
And particularly a traditional song, but a great company song.
Company song,
and
right.
Then you sang, what was your song, your company song?
The Buck and Bobby.
The Buck and Bobby. Oh.
And I mean, it's quite a comical thing, and it is a great tune tilt, great lilt for everybody we can join in.
And then you get the other side of the. We had Alan McKenzie, John Valentine, mm-hmm. and Scott Gardner singing the Laird of Tom and Tool.
That's
it,
right.
Took them
I mean, took me back again.
With actions.
A lot of years since I heard that. Again, it was just tremendous.
They just get it, love.
Oh, there's nobody only bashful when it comes to the.
Well, congratulations again, and here's the next year, and safe journey back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Hector Riddle with Geordie Murison providing that wee bit of tenor banjo in the background. Now, Hector's winning song was Neeps to Pluck, and this is Hector singing that very song in an earlier recording.
It was on a Mertmas market day, the snow lay on the ground. A farmer, he came up to a lad, and he offered him £10. But mine, you've neeps to pluck and out the mop, and 100 of their jobs for buy. And seeing the gweed wife, she's laid down, you winna mind milking the kye. You winna mind milking the kye. Out spoke the lad, oh, he was mad. What was that you said? That you'd mak me a farmer's boy and a dairy maid. Oh, your neeps shall pluck and your nout I'll mock, and the only their job for buy. But I'm blessed if I will undertake to milk your bloomin' kye, to milk your bloomin' kye. Oh, had your tongue, the farmer said, and he mak sick as soon. Here, tak the shillin' and say nae mair afore a crude gither's roon. But mine, you've neeps to pluck and out to mock, and 100 of their job for buy. And if the gweed wife she gets up, I winna bid ye milk the kye, I winna bid ye milk the kye. That's a' very weel, the laddie said, I've heard that tale afore. But I'm an hame proof than this, afore I enter your door. Oh, your neeps, I winna pluck, and your nout, I winna mock, and the only their jobs were by. Nor tack in hand to be a dairy maid, a milk your bloomin' kye, oh, a milk your bloomin' kye. I've got a maid, the farmer said, she has the milk as well. Had on, the laddie cried, man, that's another tale. Oh, your neeps a pluck and your nout I'll mock, and the only their job for buy. And if the maid she comes along wi' me, we'll very soon milk your kye, we'll very soon milk your kye. The laddie arrived wi' his butcher's foo and a chockey on his back. When he spied the farmer wi' an awful gleedeam, hearing a quiet crack. Oh, that'll be the gweed wife, the laddie said, I'm glad she's nearly doon. For I dinna went to start the milking yet, afore I've seen roon the toon, afore I've seen roon the toon. My wife's nae better, the farmer said, but this is your dairy maid. She'll help you wi' the milking, since she's gotten your supper laid. Oh, your neeps you can pluck, and your nout you can mock, and the only their jobs were by. For it's a winner at a woman wi' a face like that. She doesna put your coos a' dry. She doesna put your coos a' dry.
Hector Riddle, Bothy Ballad Champion of Champions 2017, we neeps the pluck. Well, Richie.
Aye.
That was some experience.
Certainly, seems it. Seems like you had a right kind of royal time up there.
Well, again, as the singing carried on wheel after the competition back at the hotel in true northeast style. And fit a great session that was, with singers fae our place, nae Huddenback. Athing fae muckle songs and ballads to Bothy, to music hall, and a wee bit of a country just for good measure.
Amazing. Oh, it was great. What a job you had, judging.
It wasn't easy. Yeah. It wasn't a big, I mean, the standard was really, really high. But that nicht did my head good. A celebration of our culture and tradition, and time to tak time to do just that. But you ken what my favourite performance of the nicht, the session afterward was?
Go on,
it was
tell
Scotty
me.
Gairdner,
oh,
Alan McKenzie, and John Valentine doing the Laird of Tom and Tool. We actions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Ken the gun and the staff and the stick. A classic performance. It was almost, they were doing it in unison. It was almost as if they'd rehearsed it.
They'd been rehearsing it beforehand.
That was the font of the river, the source of the spring. It was just out there. But thank you, and thank you to the company for the good fun and the good humour, and to the Rotary Club at Elgin for either hospitality and organisation of the Bothy Ballad competition. And singer Robin Stapleton, as was mentioned there, was enjoying that session in the lounge after the concert as well. Robin was a special guest at the Bothy Ballad competition, accompanied on guitar by Innes White. And fit a job they both did. Robin has just released her new CD of Burns songs, CAD, Songs of Robert Burns, funnily enough. So on the morning after the nicht afore, as we were waiting to see our Cheerios and Cheery Byes, I joined Robin in the lounge to hear catchy up. Now, foo did she enjoy her first experience of the Northeast Nicht at the Bothies?
Well, it's been a great night, a fantastic competition, and amazing to hear so many brilliant singers. I'm feeling quite inspired after all.
It was an inspiring nicht, wasn't it?
It was.
And we were sitting in the same room that the singers just got. But it was like being at a very special Hogmanay party last night, wasn't it?
It was, but it's also like... I don't think there's anything quite like it, to be honest. Certainly, it's a competition, but it's got such a unique sort of friendly, encouraging atmosphere, and a great kind of like friendship between all the competitors, and you just kind of get this sense that this is sort of part of a tradition that's been going on for many, many years, and it's just so much fun.
It was fun. Right. We've survived the 35th Bothy Ballads Champion of Champion competition. But what's been happening in your life? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been making a new CD. I've been recording an album of the songs of Robert Burns, and I released that just last month. And I've been travelling around Scotland doing a little tour of all the songs and the music. And I've been busy teaching, working with a charity called Live Music Now, alongside a Scots singer, Claire Hastings.
You know, speaking to the singers, to the musicians, they know it's a hard path to follow sometimes, because you've got to make your own marketing opportunities, you've got to make your own concert opportunities. Is it getting any easier?
I think I'm probably, hopefully, getting better at it, and just kind of getting used to how variable a career it is, and there's ups and downs, but mostly it's great, and mostly there's, you know, so many wonderful experiences. And I suppose, like with any job, there's days that don't go so well, but you get, as you do it longer, you get kind of, you get to see different patterns, and you kind of get better at going about that, you know, your day-to-day work.
It's true, but you're a Scots language ambassador as well.
Yeah, that was a big honour to have been named an ambassador by the Education Scotland project, that's kind of helping to raise the profile and respect of Scots language in Scotland, and they're doing a wonderful job going into schools and encouraging young people to use the language. Yeah, so that was wonderful to have been asked.
New projects. Okay, you've got the CD, but you know, you ken yourself, you're aye looking to the next. You've just got this note, but you're aye looking to the next project. What's the next thing?
You know, something I, like with the last, with the CD of the songs of Robert Burns, I was kind of thinking for ages, oh, what will I do next? What will I do next? And once I'd sort of stopped putting pressure on myself to think of the next thing, the inspiration came very naturally. You know, it kind of had been staring me in the face and I didn't know it. I've been singing Burns songs since I was 7 and they're some of my favourite songs. So it made a lot of sense for me to do that. But sometimes you have to just allow yourself to get a bit quiet and not so busy and allow yourself to just kind of really think about what's important and what music matters to you and resonates with you and others. And once I kind of I'm sure about that, I'll know better kind of what the next venture should be.
Just attack a wee bit of breathing space.
Yeah, it's nice to do that, I think. And I think it's important, you know, there's so many worthwhile projects that I could do. You know, I'm constantly being inspired by different types of traditional music and Scots poetry. And
congratulations on your performance last night, because I thought that, and Innes White, what a guitarist that was.
Yeah.
He was accompanied by Innes, of course.
He's brilliant.
What a superb duo that made. So congratulations on that performance, Robin.
Thanks, Rita. Yeah, Innes is an exceptional musician. He's a wonderful accompanist. So it was great that he was able to come up to Elgin and perform with me last night. I had a great time. And it's just lovely to be able to sing Scots songs to such an appreciative and warm audience, with like a great understanding of the songs and where they've come from. That's a really special thing, and it's very special here in the Northeast.
It's still here, isn't it? This still is. I used to call it the singing land, but again, I kind of pinched that for somewhere else. But that is exactly how you sum it up. And there were 500 folk in that audience just thoroughly enjoying hearing you. Well done.
Thanks, Rita.
Singer Robin Stapleton, and this is a track from Robin's new CD, Cad, Now Westland Winds.
View all fading green and yellow,
come, let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature. The rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature.
Just body. Robin Stapleton with Now Westland Winds for our new CD, Songs of Robert Burns. New, we're making out hour for the Bothies, but nae far away for Fairman. I produced and presented the Fairman programme on BBC Radio Scotland for over 5 years. It was one of the most enjoyable and memorable experiences of my broadcasting career. You just never kept what was going to happen next. But I just loved being down among the livestock lions at the shows and Perth bull sales among the folk that handle a' the bonny beasties with sick patience and a calm sooth. But the bull sales that used to be held at Caledonian Road in Perth with United Auctions have moved to Stirling Mark these days. So I joined the crowd of Fairman folk watching the judging of the Aberdeen Angus bulls afore the sale next day. Sales are held twice a year at Stirling with various breeds, but far better to tell me if it was going on in the ring. But Eddie Galanders, editor of the magazine Farming Northeast.
Well, we've already got a senior champion. The judge has just announced that. And they'll now take the second prize winner in the same class into the ring to choose the reserve senior champion.
So just explain, they're all lined up in front of us.
They're all lined up in front of us. The judge has already placed them in the class. They're all first prize winners. So he's judged them in terms of their backsides and their length and their heads and their lugs.
Their
lugs, oh, that's very important. That tells you the character of the animal.
They fit wise, are lugs important?
Well, they've got to point out and point upwards. Shouldn't they be floppy?
Nae fluffy lugs, right?
Nae okay. Fluffy lugs.
So the judge is looking half a serious.
Oh, it's a serious job.
He's walking up and doing.
Yeah, he's...
Looking again.
I mean, these guys at the halter, all the animals are on a halter, as you see. They've been working on them for a long time. They're all about 18 months of age. Oh. So it's a very important thing, and it, of course, determines what the price they might get at the sale. So
sales on what, Tuesday?
The sale is on Monday, tomorrow.
Sales on Monday, aye. Yeah. Right. I think Abdi
Ellis
has gone out to the ring. They've got the first two.
So they've got the first two, so the others are, although they've got a first prize winner, I'm afraid they're the also rounds.
Oh. So, what about the short horn? They're 3 o'clock.
The short horn, they'll be judged later. They'll be coming out the ring about 3 o'clock. And of course, the Aberdeen Angus and the short horn are our two great native breeds of Scotland.
Was it the short horn in Aberdeen Angus that shipped a lot across to Argentina, to the States?
Well, if you go back to the 1950s, 1960s, this ring would have been hooching with Americans and Argentinians, some from Canada, some from Brazil, and there was a big trade in bulls to those countries.
So this is a foundation stock for the beef industry for them as well.
Absolutely, yeah. But things have changed, of course, that these breeds In those days, they were breeding a very small type of Angus and Shorthorn to meet the demands of the export market, which didn't suit the home market, and that's why all the bigger continental breeds came into the UK.
Ah, now, roughly how heavy would the bulls be that we're looking at here?
Oh, the bulls that we're seeing here, they're as the senior class, the older bulls, 18 months, they'll be certainly 16, 17, 18 hundredweight. So, dear me, how many? What's that in kilos now? Can you calculate? Can you convert it?
No, stick to hundredweight.
Getting on for a ton.
It's not that long ago. Well, maybe it's that long ago since you and I were standing in Smithfield show down in London, watching something very similar. You mind that year that the Queen Mother was there? She was showing her Aberdeen Angus as well, I think. Mm-hmm. And Jim Royan was a judge.
Yes, it's Smithfield. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that was quite a big year, wasn't it? A lot of folk were looking at the farming industry and wondering far it was going to go.
Yeah.
It was a big change in time.
Well, the Smithfield show is no longer, of course, unfortunately. It just was held in the centre of London. It was a great day out, a great week out for a lot of people who were showing and those who went down from Scotland to go to the show to see the judging and to see all the latest machinery, but it just got too expensive in the centre of London, so I'm afraid Smithfield is no more.
I'm going to want to try and find other folk preparing the cattle, but I'll come back and find you for a sandwich.
Righto.
Buy you a cup of tea.
Thank you, Frieda, that's very kind of you.
Eddie Gallander's the legend. Richie, are you there?
I am here, aye.
You see, Eddie was mentioning the Smithfield show. We used to broadcast to the nation via a tiny little caravan in the car park at Smithfield show. Tiny wee caravan. You know,
that's amazing.
That's the outside broadcast unit.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's amazing.
You could hardly swing anything in there. The Hill show, we reported on it. Right. Now, Eddie Glanders, the way speaking of, he says, go and speak to that man who were there, standing at the ringside. His name is Norman Cato, and he comes from Argentina. Argentina, I says to myself. Aye, says Eddie. So I did that, and this is what happened. Norman, give me your name.
Norman Cato.
Funny thing.
Originally?
Aye.
Darland.
That Eddie Glanders said you were from Argentina.
Well, that's where I live. I've been there 55 years.
In Argentina?
Aye.
Fit part of Argentina?
I live just south of Buenos Aires now, 300 miles south of Buenos Aires.
So what do you do in there?
I've worked with cattle all my life.
Aye?
Mostly purebred cattle and Hereford's Angus and Shorthorns. I consult the different people. I work in different places. Oh, I get around.
Do you still speak in Doric?
I kind of.
No?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I kind of. Some Aberdonians are worse than me, a lot worse than me. But,
aye.
So I can eat food and find fit again.
So what are you doing here, Norman?
I just come home every now and again to see what's happening and see some relations and spend my pension.
Would you move back to Thailand?
No.
Oh, we're calm.
What the hell would I be here anyway? It's sort of expensive.
Is it?
Oh, aye. For us, they'd exchanges against us.
And you've got better wine than we have.
Oh, hell of aye. We've got good wine, plenty of that, and good steaks. That's all we need.
Got any horses?
I like horses.
You like horses?
No. Never liked them.
Oh? So you're near gaucho?
No, I'm near gaucho. No.
A rancho or a gaucho? Never sure.
The rancho's a farm.
Oh.
Or an estancia.
Ah.
And the gaucho's a countryman, a horseman, countryman.
So did you buy your own farm?
No.
No?
Can't afford it.
You're just gone about?
I'm just gone about, trying to make a living.
Telling folk for today.
Well, I'll try to tell. Didn't I listen?
I didn't hear a lot of success there either.
Oh, I've been, I can't complain. I've been lucky. I've done well, so I can't complain. It's been good to me.
So that's the overall champion, isn't it?
That's the overall champion. One man's opinion.
Aye. Would that have been any you picked?
No.
Why did I care that was going to happen?
No, but you're working for two different. It's a different business up here altogether. Uh-huh. See, out of us, with the main breed in Argentine is Angus.
Aye.
And then there's maybe some of the Indian breeders on Shorthorns or Herefords. But Angus here are competing directly with Limousines and Simmentals, and they're all bigger. And of course, the Angus, if you've got to be bigger, you're going to compete with bigger cattle. So that's the reason for the kind of cattle they're looking for. So. But, you know, it makes sense.
You never buy any data?
No, just visiting, that's all. Just visiting.
So when do you go back, Norman?
Next week. On Thursday. I'm going away back on Thursday. I've been away a couple of weeks, and that's enough. So.
You need to get back to the sun and the wine.
Oh, what the hell, am I hot when I come away?
Oh, what was the temperature, just to make me jealous?
90.
Okay, I'm away. Thanks, Pikachu.
Same here, thank you.
Norman Cato from Argentina, Ní Tarlan, Richie Fidiamaga.
Oh, what a character.
Fidiamaga, you're never sure. Okay, this is Brian McNeil. We sang about another cattle fair, the Falkirk Tryst, written by Brian, and this is called The Lads of the Fair.
Come, bonny lads, lie near me, and let the brandy cheer ye. For the road from Fife to Falkirk's lang and cold and wet and weary. My trade it is the weaver, at the bonny turn and lever, and we'll drink to the health of the farmer's dames while by my cloth the morn. Ye can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads we gear, lads what sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back for the German wars, peddlers up for the border. Lassies wi' a knife and mair than the Kai at the Tryst and fair at Falkirk. Geordie lead the pony, for the path is steep and stony, and we're three lang weeks for the Isle of Skye, and the beasts are thin and bony. And we'll take the last o' the siller, and we'll buy ourselves a gill or two, and we'll drink to the lads we'll buy the Kai in Falkirk town the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads we gear, what sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back for the German north, peddlers up for the border, lassies we an eye from Mayor and the Kai at the Tryst and fair at Falkirk. Stand there and I'll show ye, there's the turn below ye. Bet you'd best bide here in the barn the next for the night watch to need o' ye. My brother, he's a ploughman, and I'm for feeing now, man. And we'll drink to the price of the harvest corn in Falkirk town the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads we gear, lads what sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back for the German wars, peddlers up for the border, lassies wi' a knife and mail and the Kai at the Tryst and fair at Falkirk. The day on the drover, and the ploughboy sits on a tractor now too high to see the clover. And the working's no so steady, but the lads are still ready to drink the good health of the working man in Falkirk town the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads we gear, lads what sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back for the German wars, peddlers up for the border, lassies wi' a knife and mail and the Kai at the Tryst and fair at Falkirk.
Lassies wi' an eye for mair than the Kai. I love that line. Richie, that was a great song, eh?
Yeah, here, listen, I can't get my head past this caravan that you used to hang about in Smithfield and the
Well, we didn't hang about, we were broadcasting to the nation.
Well, first the cracks, this was a wee broadcast caravan. What size was it then?
It was about like a 10 by 8, kind of size of a shed.
Ah, they expense spare, eh?
And into this shed, we had to fit Julian, the sound engineer, Charlie Allen, my co-presenter and producer, And he's nae wee. He was a heavyweight
shoehorned
athlete. And there was Doreen Wood, I did the Fats Doc results, and me. And then every now and then we had a visit to Captain Ben Coutts to tell us what was going on in the ring.
You know, this wee port-a-cabin thing?
There wasn't even a port-a-cabin, it was a caravan. Caravan.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Are they going to tell you a story about what happened when the lock froze over one morning?
Oh, I don't know what
no,
I can,
I'm
like,
gonna tell
honestly.
You I'm not going to tell you how they unfroze it.
No.
Right.
Oh, no.
Back to Stirling Bull Sales. I'm at the Stirling Bull Sales, in among the bulls, in this case, the cattle were Aberdeen Angus and Shorthorn, watching the judging in the ring afore the sales, and watching the cattlemen, with all their skill and patience, getting the bulls ready for the ring. I spoke to cattleman Robert Grierson for the Chapelton Beef Shorthorn herd. Now, Robert told me more about the preparation as he sorted his shorthorn bull for Donald Bigger's herd.
My name's Robert Grierson.
Robert, where are you from?
I come from near Castle Douglas.
Uh-huh. Right, Robert, what are you doing just now?
Well, we're here at Stirling Bull Sale. We're getting ready for the beef shorthorn show. So we've got the cattle out, tied up with leather halters on, and we're getting them sprayed and brushed up to make them look the best they can. And he spray some stuff along their sides and paint some oil in their feet and makes it look shiny and makes them look bright.
So you were flopping up their tails, weren't you?
Aye, well, it's just like a woman back combing her hair. It just makes it look fluffier and fills in the space between the legs,
Okay. I suppose I never thought about it like that.
There you go, aye.
So what's the stuff you're going to spray along the sides then?
Well, there's all different kinds. I mean, there's places that sells all different sprays, but stuff we use is called Limoshine. It's basically anybody uses it. It's just got a wee bit of stickiness to it, and the shines, and you comb it up, and it keeps the hair up, and it makes it look shiny. Just to make them look bulkier, a wee bit bigger looking. Okay.
So how many cattle bases have you got in your...
I've got 4 shorthorn bulls, 6 shorthorn heifers, and 2 Angus bulls.
Jeepers, that's a lot to pick up.
I've got a wee bit of help, though,
Family?
No, I've a workmate, and another stockman's son that we know, it's in for experience, so... You need somebody young coming along to take over for us all boys,
But you see, it takes an awful lot of experience to get it fit to deed, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose it does. I mean, when you're doing it every day and getting on with it, you never think about it that way. It just kind of gradually comes to you and you're going on. But you do, when I started, you watched other folk and the engine was doing quite well. You watched them even mayor and you thought, well, that's what I'll have to do to try and get in among the top prizes,
But the thing that I kind of get over is just how well-behaved are the bulls are, because, they're big beasts.
They're big beasts. It takes a lot of work, I mean, it's not every bull calf that you keep that you're maybe wanting to take to a show or sale it gets here. Some of them just hasn't got the attitude you can to come to a halter and walk, so they didn't all make it.
Oh, I see.
But the ones that gets here's mostly grand quite enough, but... things can spook anything. I mean, I've seen bulls going along there and somebody drops a bucket and... Well, things can get a fright, so it'll not be the first time that somebody's got a fair shock with it.
I was doing it at the Belt at Galloway Sales a few years ago.
Aye.
Gee, can they spook?
Oh, aye.
Belties can spook.
Aye.
And I've watched a hell crowd of folk being scattered.
Aye.
Rampaging belties.
That's right, and if you hear any of them getting a bit snort, you can't look out.
Aye. So, have you worked with Shorthorn or your
family? Aye, well, I went there when I got married and I've been there 41 years. So I've worked with the Shorthorns all the time, but then I worked with the Galloways for a while too, but unfortunately we got caught up in that foot and mouth job, So we lost everything. But we went back into Shorthorns right away and then we started keeping Aberdeen Anguses instead of Galloways because we didn't think we could manage to find 80 Galloway coos after what had happened.
Did you lose 80?
Lost 80 Galloway coos. Well, we lost everything. We lost over 1,000 head of cattle. So.
That takes some recovering for you.
Still gets to you.
Aye, I can. Listen, best wishes today though.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to go fine. I didn't get enough a lot about it, but I've seen enough a lot of balls and sales and shows.
They
look great.
It takes a lot of hard work, but it happens when you get in. Young man's opinion in the judging day, but you come sale day, there's lots of different folk with different opinions.
Aye.
So.
Listen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much, son. We'll see you again. Ta-ra.
Robert Grierson, and thank you to Robert for taking the time to speak to me on such a busy day. And it was half a fine seeing Donald Bigger there again. Nice to see you, Donald. So, the show, the day before the sale, is important to try and get that readers' ed that can put a lot of money on the sale price. And the man that had the job of judging that day was Liam Muir, fae Upper Udston in Stennis-Norkeny. So fulang does it tak to be a cattle judge? Liam?
Oh, well, I started coming down to the bull sales in the old Perth Mart in Caledonia Road in 1976. And we buy quite a lot of bulls for clients in Orkney, and we have a farm ourselves, obviously. Right. And that's how we seem to be involved in this. We show a lot of cattle in Orkney ourselves, and mm-hmm. and our cattle are our hobby and our interest, and hopefully our livelihood as well.
Well, I have been to the Orkney show. Mm-hmm. I have been to the Orkney. It's a fantastic show.
It's one of the biggest one-day shows in Scotland, I think. Yes. Aye.
And the quality of livestock is I've been mm-hmm. A legend in fact, coming to Orkney.
Well, we don't really have an arable option in Orkney. We have to make a job of our livestock, and that's what we're good at, and that's what we try to do.
So what have you got in your farm yourself?
We keep between 40 and 50 suckler cows. We have a few pedigree limousins and mostly cross Belgium, kind of, well, British Blue cross limousin cattle, and trying to breed this elusive show calf and things like that. Yeah.
So how long does it take you to produce something ready for this show, do you think?
Oh, it can nearly be a lifetime's work. You're always every farmer's always trying to breed something better all the time. You're always trying to improve your stock. You can either get a better bull or keep your best heifers for cows, and it's a lifetime's work.
It's an art, isn't it? I keep trying to tell folk that you can't just do this by luck. You've got to get
There has to be a wee bit of luck in it too, but certainly it shortens the odds a lot if you're trying to breed something correct and nice and that you like as well.
Oh, are you going to be buying this year?
Yes, I've been in quite a few bulls for clients. I'm not too bad for bulls myself, but I'll be needing bulls to collect. I'll be buying for clients tomorrow.
Eddie was introducing us, of course, Eddie Glanders earlier, and he said you probably danced to this man's music as well. Tell me a wee bit about that.
Well, I've been playing in the accordion in a dance band since I was 17, 18 years old, so that's over 40 years I've been at it now. So.
What's the name of the dance band?
Well, it just goes under Liam and Co now, but it used to play in a band called the Hamnivo Band at one time years ago. And then but we played a lot of weddings and dances and things up in Orkney over the years.
There's always a good social life in Orkney.
Oh, not too bad, yes.
So, back to the day's show, what about the standard?
Well, it was a lot of very good bulls among it. I was a bit disappointed with some of them. A lot of bulls with not very good legs and maybe lacking a bit of flesh. And I was looking for naturally flesh cattle that were mobile, that could move well.
No, I came across a new thing today. They said, oh, you've got to watch their lugs. Their lugs shouldn't be too fuzzy. Mm-hmm. What about their lugs? Did they have fuzzy lugs?
Well, a beast with a good set of lugs held alertly is always an attractive thing to look at, and a good thriving beast always has a good set of lugs.
So that's true. You weren't having on.
Oh no. It can denote a lot of the breed character, it looks like.
I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. You think it's the same with human beings, isn't it?
A wee bit.
You think it's the same with humans?
A wee bit, maybe.
Listen, nice speaking to you.
No bother, Frida. Thank you very much.
Hope you get on fine tomorrow when you're buying.
Yes.
Bye. It's hard to deal with the lugs. That was Liam Muir for Orkney, judging at the Stirling Bull Sales. And the prices next day, top price for Aberdeen Angus was 18,000 guineas. And the beef shorthorn was a flyer with a new record price of 26,000 guineas. Wow. More information on the Mart website. This is Iona Fife with another bothy ballad. This is Sleepy Tune.
It happened at last Whitsunday, I tired on my place. And I get up to inch to fee my fortune for to chase. And sing Idy, Edity, Haddy, and sing Idy, Edity, and sing Idy, Edity, Haddy, and sing Idy, Edity, and. I met in we Adam Mitchell to fee we did presume. He's a fair man in commitment, and he bite in Sleepy Tune. And sing Idy, Edity, Haddy, and sing Idy. Addity and sing Idy, Addity Haddy, and sing Idy, Addity Han. If you and I agree, he says, you'll hate the fate of play. But I never bid my servants work, I've been 10 hours a day. And sing Idy, Addity Haddy, and sing Idy, Addity and sing Idy, Addity Haddy, and sing Idy, Addity Han. Thank you. true, you tell to me you think the police will suit. Good faith, I think I'll gang with you, although you're an ugly brute. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an. 'Twas on a Monday morning I got him by Sleepy Toon, and he rang to sing good hour, dirty lay his turnip stoon. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an. The order was to bed at nine and never leave the toon, and for every time we left it we'd be fanged, I have a croon. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an. We never heeded Adam, but aye we took the pass, sometimes to buy tobacco and sometimes to see we'll lass. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an. When we had out in Afford, we'll gar the Glasgow, and we'll tell them all the usage that we got in Sleepy Toon. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an. We'll maybe see old Adam yet just at his dishel goes, and I'll give him a pocket napkin just to deck to snuffy nose. And sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an, and sing aidy addity addy, and sing aidy addity an.
Iona Fife with Sleepy Toon, and that's her EP card East. Now, Iona was a finalist in the recent BBC Radio Scotland Young Trad Musician of the Year, and we'll hear the winner, Charlie Stewart, at the end of the programme. Now, I said this episode, this bumper episode, focused on our culture connected to agriculture, or fairmen, in Scotland. So we're still out in the farms with the next adventure, in between the shafts and the swingle trees, following the plough and other things with the heavy horses at Meadow Wells Farm in Killessie in Fife. Now, fairman journalist Nancy Nicholson is swack. Richie, even more swack than we are.
Is that right?
Harsh but fair. She is swack. But even Nancy was running to keep up with Manny's that had the plough.
Come on, Marty, let's go. Come on, walk on. Come on in, get on, come on, walk on.
It looks like hard work.
The stones is the biggest trouble.
You're having to push down really hard on the
plough. Well, you're having to try and keep it straight. Okay, you've stopped. You're an autopilot.
You're almost out of breath. Now, you've got a one-furrow plough.
Yes.
And you've got two Clydesdales.
That's Marty, the half-bred. He's 13-year-old. I bred him. And this other lad's 5-year-old.
You're just demonstrating today.
Oh, we're just having a wee play about that.
But how long would it take to plough an acre, for instance?
It'd take you the whole day. They started, I think it was about 7 o'clock. They started in the morning until 5:30 at night. And they ploughed an acre in a day, and they walked 11 miles.
You walk 11 miles?
11 miles in a day.
To plough an acre? Yeah. It must have been fit.
Well, the old lads were, but they didn't live to ripe age, a lot of them. And my father-in-law, he worked horses all his life, and he had bad feet, and that was what he blamed for it, walking behind horses all his life. You'll sleep.
you'll sleep. There's great interest, isn't there?
Well, it's just, there's now. Oh, there's a lot more folk coming. And, well, if we don't keep it going, it's going to die out. Come on then, boys, on you go. On you go. Take your time, Marty. Take your time.
The man in charge of commentating today is George Skinner. George, what's this event all about?
Really, it's letting people see something of the past that happened in farming, where you see the Clydesdale horse, which was really the motive power, seeing what they, the work that they did, and not only the Clydesdale horse, the work that the ploughmen and the men did. You know, if you walk behind a plough for 8 hours or 5 hours, it's really hard work. So it lets the public see really what is happening. And tremendous success today, because I've never seen so many old implements of farming gear working. And also, we've got a 100-year-old ploughman here today, who was 100 on Tuesday, and he won the Cooper ploughing match in 1945. Here's a lady, Doug Smith, who wants to speak to you. Nancy Nicholson.
Well, happy birthday. Congratulations. Did you spend a lot of your life ploughing with horses?
I've been on the farm and all this kind of work all my life.
It must have been a healthy job.
Yes.
If you're 100, because you certainly don't look that old.
That's what they tell me. I mean, you see, if they would eat this feed, and know the rubbish at some of them days, they would have a better diet.
So what was your diet?
Plenty of porridge in the morning. Went to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. Feed your horse and bed them and that, everything. Then start work for the day at 7 o'clock. Summer and winter and all kinds of weather.
And what time did you finish?
Maybe 5:30. But you had your horse and that to look after. Feed them for the night. It was 6 o'clock and you left the stable door every night.
Does it bring it back?
Yes.
Watching this today?
Yes. That was the best thing you ever seen. That's as far for the old tractors.
What do you think of modern farming with the very comfortable tractors and the fridges in them and the air conditioning and the heating?
Oh, well, you was healthier alongside.
I'm almost running to keep up with this Clydesdale. What's going on here?
We're using a fertiliser barrel, soon fertiliser. Broadcast barrow it is. If you notice the dishes on the bottom there going round, and then the wee flappers throwing the stuff out.
It looks really simple compared to modern technology, doesn't it?
It is. Some of the old things are great.
You know, you're fairly nipping on, aren't you?
You're walking along, aye. I wonder when you say the wonder if you could keep up.
Nancy Nicholson, fair nipping on. And fit a spectacular day that was. And thanks to Nancy for that report. Nancy is the Fairman editor of the Dundee Courier, just so she can. So we're just about at the end of this episode. But before we go, we pay tribute to twa of Scotland's iconic cultural figures that sadly passed away recently. Lighthouse keeper o' Muckle Flugger and storyteller for Yell, Lawrence Tulloch, who for his stories inspired same money around the world. And Paddy Bort, long-time stalwart of the Edinburgh Folk Club, and much, much more. Our colleague Steve Byrne said that his passing had made a hole the size of Arthur's Seat in the Edinburgh folk scene. Thanks to Christopher Harvey for reminding me of the words by W.B. Yeats, "Sing on, somewhere at some new moon." And that's just fit we'll do. As is appropriate, we finish with the winner of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician of the Year, Charlie Stewart. And this is Charlie's winning performance at the City Halls in Glasgow. Congratulations to Charlie. In this edition, I was Frieda Morrison, and their soon sorter Richie Werner was Richie Werner. He was Richie Werner. He agreed time. Join us again.
Bye. I'm here. How are we going? Stick in.